Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert became a muddy mess after heavy rain, forcing tens of thousands to shelter in place. Later today, they might be able to drive out. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston reports.
Sherilyn Lee is taking refuge in her RV. She showed us her camp in the surrounding area, much of it sunken into several inches of mud.
For some camps, yes. Food, water, ice would be a luxury.
First-time so-called burner Manny Kess from New York, who decided to leave early.
People are just trying to say, hey, be careful, conserve, and we will get through this together.
There's also flooding in Yuma County, Arizona. KYMA-TV's Valeria Rodriguez is there.
Residents tried to go through the flooded waters, with some getting stuck. The city of Yuma did not plan to start off the month of September like this.
It's been a long time that we haven't seen it like this, so it's kind of crazy, you know? You just see a lot of cars. Haven't really seen accidents, though, so that's good.
A convicted murderer who escaped from the Chester County prison in Pennsylvania is still on the run. Lisa Vondertruck lives nearby.
Being a holiday weekend, a lot of people are away, so their neighbors are actually checking on their homes. But something should be done. This man shouldn't be running around anymore.
This Labor Day, negotiations are still underway between the United Auto Workers Union and the big three automakers to try to cement a new contract. The current deal expires on September 14th. Sean Fain is president of the union.
We're not asking to be millionaires. We're just asking for our fair share.
Iran might be slowing its enrichment of uranium, CBS's Cammie McCormick on a new report.
The Associated Press says it's seen a report by the UN nuclear watchdog that claims uranium enrichment has been slowed at nearly weapons-grade levels. That could serve as a sign Iran is seeking to lower tensions, just as it and the U.S. negotiate a prisoner swap in exchange for billions of dollars in Iranian assets being released in South Korea. There are still other problems. The International Atomic Energy Agency insists Tehran continues to block monitoring of its program, denying visas for agency officials.
American tennis star Coco Gauff is the first teen to reach consecutive U.S. Open quarterfinals since Serena Williams over two decades ago.
Gauff in three. Coco's in the quarters.
ESPN with the call. The 19-year-old won the last six games for a victory over 33-year-old Caroline Wozniacki, who recently came out of retirement. Gauff's best finish in a major was reaching the finals of the French Open last year. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. sunny skies today with a high of 97. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 73 tonight, mainly clear. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs around 94, a mix of clouds and sun. Upper 70s, Wednesday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s, cloudy skies, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Now that your picture's in the paper, being perfectly admired, you can have it, the one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You are listening to Seth Faces the Music, and let's get right to work. Songs about working, jobs, stuff that we don't like to do, but, you know, gotta earn that paycheck. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Why'd you wanna be my friend when I feel like the children running out of hands? Welcome to the working week. Oh, I welcome to the working week. We'll be right back.
And that was China Crisis with Working with Fire and Steel, classic from the 80s. And we open the show today with Elvis Costello. Welcome to the Working Week, the very first track from his very first album, My Aim Is True. So one of the things I decided to do with the show today is not just play songs about working in general, but let's find some interesting jobs that have songs about them. So we're going to start off those songs with this next one by the great Canadian group Great Big Sea. And hey, if you're going to go for a good job, why not shoot for the top? So this song explains what would happen when I am king.
Wake up without a care. Your head's not heavy, your conscience clear. Sins are all forgiven here, yours and mine. Fear is gone without a trace. It's the perfect time in the perfect place. Nothing hurt, nothing sore. No one suffers anymore. The doctor found a simple cure just in time. All these things, if I were king, would all appear around me. The world will sing when I am king. The world will sing when I am king. Ah, she walks right in. She don't even knock. It's the girl you lost to the high school jock. She shuts the door, turns the lock, and she takes your hand. She said she always felt a fool for picking the captain over you. She wonders if you miss her, says she always told her sister now that you're the best damn kisser that she's ever had. And you find yourself in just the spot, in a place where everybody's got a song to sing. Feel like the final movie scene, the prince will find his perfect queen. The hero oversees the world, the villains get what they deserve. The poor will always get the girl, and I am king.
No, never.
so far for a working girl. It's so hard for a working girl.
Dynamic duo of Brewer and Shipley. And that song doesn't sound like their usual MO, but I kind of dig it. From their record, Shake Off the Demon. And before that, we heard Working Girl from Little Boots, a more recent song from 2015. We have to take our first break, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to play a song about a job that's somewhat unconventional, about being a writer, but not just any kind of writer, a very specific kind. So, you'll want to stay tuned to find out what it is here on WFHR.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check!
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breasts. Los Angeles. a beautiful night out there in Los Angeles. You live in Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all, in some way or another, going to Reseda someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man is a model, too. Gone savage for teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. Build a screenplay about lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening. 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 You are listening.
Two songs about writing there. We started off the set with the Beatles and their classic Paperback Writer. And that was followed up by Screenwriter's Blues, the centerpiece to the great debut album of Soul Coughing, Mike Doty and company there. In my opinion, one of the great debut albums of the 1990s, Ruby Vroom. Up next, we're going to play a pair of songs that are related in a certain way. And of course, working towards something is an honorable goal. And both of these songs are working towards, well, a more spiritual end, I guess you could say. I do want you to pay attention to how close they are, even though the genres are very, very far apart. And we're going to start off with Working on a Building. Here's Brother Joe May.
Working on a building,
true foundation.
I'm holding up the bloodstain.
Oh,
banner for my Lord.
Little
I never get tired.
Soon as I get
working on a building,
working on a building.
When I'm going up to heaven,
getting
my reward. I'm working on a building,
working on a building.
True foundation.
Working on the building,
working on the building,
holding up the bloodstain,
working on the building,
come on, Lord,
working on the building,
never get tired,
working
I'm working on the building.
I'm working on the building.
Holding up the blood stain. Down for my Lord.
But
as soon as I get back through,
Lord,
I'm working on the building. I'm going on the head to get my reward.
I'm sometime weary. I'm sometime better.
On the
I'm sometime talked about.
On the
I'm sometime better now.
On the
I'm working
on the
that's why I keep working.
On the
I keep working, keep working.
On the
Wait,
working on the
you may talk about me.
On the
just as much as you please.
On the
but the more you talk. I'm gonna bend my knee, and that's why I'm working. I keep working, keep working. I keep working, keep working.
Working,
working,
working.
Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain.
My Savior's waiting patiently, I'm planning now to go. I want a firm foundation that's built with God's own hand. That's why I started building a road to glory land.
I'm working on the road,
I'm working on the
road that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake,
I want to shake my Savior's hand,
my Savior's hand.
I'm building my home. Don't you want to go? You know we have no promise of living here below. You know he suffered for our sins and died upon the cross. For all who did believe on him, their soul will not be lost.
I'm working on the road,
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake,
I want to shake my Savior's hand,
my Savior's hand.
I'm building my home. And when this road is finished, I want to travel on. I can hear the angels singing up there around the throne. I want to see my mother and take her by the hand. As soon as I have finished the road to glory land,
I'm working on the road,
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake,
I want to shake my Savior's hand.
To do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. Well, pick up your feet, we've got a deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man.
Working for the man. That's Roy Orbison in a song you don't hear very often anymore. That's a really good one. I do like it. And before that, we had I'm Working on a Road, the Country Gentlemen, a classic bluegrass band, and their prescription for Glory Road. We have to take another break now, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back, we're going to go down to the farm. Well, we're going to go to the farm, and then we're not going to do any work because we're not doing that anymore. Don't touch that dial. This is WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Scrub the floor.
Hands you
about men and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54.
Through the hoops.
Two songs about the non-joys of work, I guess you'd call it. First off, we had Bob Dylan with Maggie's Farm, and then the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with Jump Through the Hoops. Oh boy, that workaday world can get pretty hectic, I have to agree. Up next, we're going to take a look at another unconventional job. We're going to start off first with kind of a forgotten tune by the OJs from the 60s. Of course, the OJs are much more known for their 70s hits. But here's one, Working on Your Case. And that got me thinking, well, who works on a case? So that will be followed up by Dire Straits' Private Investigations.
See me, but I'm not. this line of work. Treachery and treason, there's always an excuse for it. And when I find the reason, I still can't get used to it. And what have you got?
On that note, that's going to take care of the first hour of Seth Faces the Music this week. Stay tuned for hour two, everyone. That's coming up in just a few minutes. And we are going to start off that set with a song about not working and not playing, just doing one thing all day long. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and
WFHR,
fun.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5